Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We're your hosts, Cameron and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your dirty little ear holes.
The one and only.
Yeah.
We are the only place to find all that stuff.
It's the only place you're going to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, Cameron. Happy holidays. I hope your Christmas was glorious. Was it?
It was good.
Was it? Yeah. Did you get any cool prepper gear?
I didn't get anything.
Dude, I'm sad for you.
I got monies.
Oh, you did? Well, that's prepper gear.
Mm-hmm.
Monies are as good as anything.
It is. I'm happy for monies.
Good.
Kids had a good Christmas.
You going to buy something good with the monies?
Ugh. I'm really torn on the pistol.
Oh, thing. You want to get it, don't you?
I do. It's just a chunk of change.
It is. Sure it is.
But I do want it because I want one to backpack.
You're looking for like a 22, right? Or something?
Yeah.
Or,
I went and put it in my hand and it felt like it was made for me.
It just made for you, huh?
Yeah, it's the Buckmark. Browning Buckmark 22
nice.
LR.
I like that. That's what it sounds like.
It's all ready for like a suppressor.
Oh, is it?
And a, what was it? Oh, it has a, like a, it's just really nice.
It's a good looking gun.
It's got a lot of cool stuff I can't explain.
Awesome.
But they have one in store here in town.
Oh, geez, man.
So I really want it.
Good. Well, I
got
you
gift
get
cards
it.
Too there too. So I should just go.
Is it
get
Sportsman's
it.
Or Basin?
Sportsman's. Or no, it's Basin.
Basin. Good, man.
Yeah.
I'm happy for
local.
You.
Local place.
I'm happy for you. You know what I got for Christmas was really cool. My dad got me some silver.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Silver coins.
I want some silver.
I was excited about that.
Did you tell your dad I didn't get anything?
No, he doesn't give a crap what you got.
doesn't.
No. So I was excited, so that was cool.
No, that is a good gift.
Today, guys, since it has been the holidays and things have been a little crazy, we're actually doing the Casual Chronicles Volume 3 today.
Three, that's crazy.
Are you excited?
I am.
I'm super excited. I'm excited that I'm done actually editing that stupid thing.
Yeah.
Because I had to listen to probably, this one's a little bit shorter than the other ones, but it's probably a good 20 episodes I had to go through, and that is not fun.
I bet not
at
You're
all.
Like, we are the stupidest people.
We are so stupid. So, but you guys can hear the highlights of a bunch of episodes, all the way up to like episode 57 or 58 or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
My wife always gets confused when she listens to it because she's like, "Where does it start and stop? Like certain things?
Yeah,
because it blends
hard.
In.
It does blend.
There's no
in.
Way you'd want to go." Beep.
No, a lot of people do that, and I hate it.
I think
it's annoying.
I think I was like, it really wouldn't work. She was telling me, she's like, maybe you guys should. I'm like, there's nothing put in there.
Yeah, I mean,
don't tell us what to do.
We could. It makes it a lot longer, and it's annoying to hear that sound through like an hour.
That's the thing.
So you just deal with it. Just it all blends. Just deal with it.
It was just a suggestion. I said that's a fine. That's a fine.
Whatever. That's what I say. Guys, but first, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with our code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with our code CASUALPREPPERS. Isn't that cool?
There's a lot of peas in there.
There's a lot of peas. Peas all over the place. You know what? It's also brought to you by BattleBox. Did you know that? Most subscription boxes are full of samples and junk you'll never use, but not BattleBox.
Poop.
It's the monthly subscription box for men, full of solid gear for adventure seekers, survivalists, outdoor enthusiasts, and casual preppers. Each month, BattleBox sends you the coolest selection of hand-picked outdoor survival and everyday carry gear, all valued at far more than what you'd normally pay. You never know what's in the next box, but here's a sampling of what users received this month. A BattleBox personal portable safe with combination lock. Now that's something. BattleBox Spartan 32 two-day pack in Coyote Tan, one of my favorite colors of all time. And the Bastion Gear Cram Gentleman's Folder, carrying it today. It's sexy. My dad tried to steal it from me this holiday. I didn't let him. All this badassness starts at about $30 a month. They've shipped almost...
Which one are you carrying?
The Bastion. Oh, same one. They've shipped almost a million boxes and one best men's subscription box of 2017. Our listeners get a free tactical knife when you sign up at trybattlebox.com/casualpreppers. That is trybattlebox.com/casualpreppers. Get your first battle box plus a free tactical knife at trybattlebox.com/casualpreppers.
Don't waste your time.
Don't waste your time. Just go get it. Mm-hmm. It's also brought to you by
the survival box. My phone just locked.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Kobe,
Yeah.
You a casual prepper?
For sure.
Outdoor adventurer? Maybe. Or survivalist?
All three.
You need a Survival Boxes subscription.
Mm-hmm.
As do all of you listeners.
Yeah.
Survival Boxes are packed with practical survival gear, 15 to 25 year shelf life storable meals,
mm-hmm.
survival water or filtration supplies, a monthly survival knowledge card, and even non-GMO heirloom seeds for your survival garden.
Beautiful.
Starting at $29 per month, choose the survival box that fits your outdoor adventuring lifestyle or casual prepping plan.
Mm-hmm.
Subscribe today, and Survival Boxes will send you survival gear and supplies to help you stay survived.
For real.
Survival Boxes are always, they always beat the Amazon cart values, and there are no contracts. You can cancel whenever you want. Don't feel like you're tied down with
no
this.
Pressure.
Don't forget to use promo code CASUALPREPPERS.
That's key.
Mm-hmm. For 10% off from your first box on any monthly subscription. Plus, Casual Prepper listeners will also receive a free Survival Knowledge Card complete set and bonus survival gear item in your first survival box. Subscribe today at survivalbox.com.
Beautiful.
I want to, like, resubscribe
so you can
get the whole complete set.
I know. I'm missing a few.
I, like, hoard those suckers.
I know.
Yeah, I go from, like, 16, 18, and it's, like, 22. I'm like, dang it.
Yeah.
That's going to kill me right there.
It is, yeah.
I'm dead.
You're dead.
So.
Good luck.
Get them.
So, guys, thank you. We want to thank our sponsors. Again, they keep this thing rolling. Go ahead and use those codes to keep us rolling.
Really?
You know
it makes
I mean?
A big difference.
It does. It makes a huge difference. So go check those guys out. And, guys, I'm excited. Here is the Casual Chronicles Volume 3.
I love marshmallow maze. The first, like, half is just awesome mixture of marshmallows and that other crap.
Yeah.
And the bottom is just
I don't know. I'm
the leftover crap.
I'm weird because I don't like the marshmallows as much.
I don't either. I actually, that's when I eat it is when it's gone.
Yeah.
The top.
They make them now where it's just marshmallows. Have you seen that? That's what our country has devolved into.
Well, what are we doing here? Let's just get rid of the...
Nobody likes this shit. Take it out.
The grains are gross.
I got the vitamins and the minerals. Let's get the straight sugar. Can you imagine just putting that in your milk? Your milk is just like like pudding after a minute. And it's just straight sugar marshmallows. Just
styrofoam.
Yeah. And I will eat this like ice cream now.
Yep.
And so they're going to go for it first, and they're going to have it, or they're going to freak out. All right. So. The hell are you laughing at? Boy. Did you choke on your Coke?
Phew. I almost did.
Oh, man. Been there before.
You're all right.
All right.
Okay.
Holy crap. What happens when we run out of toilet paper? People, because most people aren't thinking about it right now.
No.
I mean, you don't think about it until you're sitting on the pot and there's nothing there and you have to like rip off like pieces of the cardboard to wipe the butt with. That's the only time you think about it. Don't tell me you haven't done that before.
I haven't.
You've never had to do that?
No.
I've had to do it a
few
times.
That sounds like perfect.
It's horrible. It's horrible. But you do what you got to do. You've never had to rip like the cardboard roll off and use it?
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were talking about a box.
Oh, just a like box? Who has boxes sitting in their bathroom?
I don't know.
I'm talking, you're sitting on the shitter and
you've
got no more toilet.
I've wiped my butt with the actual
the roll.
Cardboard roll.
And then you have that dilemma. Do I flush it down the toilet?
I know.
Or do I put
it's
it
just
in the garbage?
Break up?
Yeah. Pee and poo.
Speaking of, this is off subject, just real quick. I read an article about, have you ever heard of people having a poop knife?
Poop knife? Oh, wait, maybe I have
like
heard
hanging
about that.
In their bathroom that they can cut up a huge turd so that it flushes better.
No. I've heard of poop sticks before.
No, it was a poop knife.
No.
Like a rusty.
Who has that?
I think this dude was the only person on earth that
had one. Oh, my gosh. I've never had that
issue. I haven't either.
I'm kind of sad that I haven't had that issue, honestly.
No, I think we have, you know, we're blessed with those toilets that actually will bend it and pull it down sideways.
I got one of them newfangled toilets that gets all my shit down every time I flush it.
You got a double streaker there.
Oh, man, I got to go down there with my poop knife and just cut it up.
I got to send the article to you. That's freaking funny.
You have to post that on the Facebook page.
That's another thing. I just put my hand out.
Look at all that Maalox.
Why'd I get all this Vagisil?
Hey, honey, look at all this Maalox. You see how much I got?
He's having his bag full of just like stuff that's useless.
Yeah.
Why'd you get 30 things of triple antibiotic ointment and Vagisil?
So much wart remover. I don't understand. You don't know what's going to happen.
Nail polish remover. Who's going to use this? I should have a lot more of.
You should. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I have enough shampoo in my master bathroom right now that would last probably 6 years.
Oh, well, yeah, I do too. It's all like...
This conditioner makes it dry.
Yeah.
This conditioner makes it poofy.
Like every day in the mail, I swear, I get like a new shampoo or balm of some sort or
hand salve. You have like 50 of these.
Well, that's the blue kind. Duh.
This one doesn't get between the fingers. This one only gets the knuckles.
This one's for Tuesdays because Tuesdays are like, you know. So you have to have.
This is when I meet up with the girls and I want them to be like smelling.
There's stuff for every tiny little thing. And you can't use that. It's Wednesday. Oh my gosh.
The dog licked up all the salve.
That's why he needs a poop knife now. Yeah, condoms are going to be a big deal. Yeah. I mean, seriously, people still are going to want to have their horizontal sex mambo stuff. Horizontal. I don't know where he's going with that. Horizontal mambo. Here we are.
It does turn horizontal.
That's not what I'm saying.
I know. So, those, if the pharmacy isn't already locked down, I don't.
Honey, they only got magnums left. That ain't going to work.
If we tie it in the middle, we could use it for both. Just cut it.
Get two out of one. Two uses out of one of these. Don't throw that away. It's the apocalypse.
We tied it in the middle. Just cut the top off.
Just cut
the. We'll tie it again.
It's like fingerless gloves. See, I like to have the option to put it on or take it off.
All right. Condoms would be great.
Gear, the survival.
I hope people are getting something out of this.
Oh, I think they are.
I keep jumping around.
I think they are. I mean, we talked about, fingerless condoms or the tipless condoms. That's something. Should I put it on or take it off?
Where's the children fingerless condoms? I don't see those here.
Children's? Is that what you said?
No. Where's the Trojan fingerless condoms?
I thought you said, where's the children's fingerless condoms?
Yeah. You got the ribbed and the magnum, but where's the fingerless ones?
You guys got the kind without the ends on them? You know?
One of my podcasts talked about them, and I can't find them.
I like to have the option, too. Our next thing is going to be lamp oil. What?
Lamp oil.
Another way to, to give off some light that's going to be cheap and easy, like your mom. And, sorry, I had to. And,
Sorry, mom, if you're listening.
Sorry, Kim's mom.
Cook stove. So camping again is going to get cleaned out with all those little tiny propane grills because you can take them up in the mountains, cook some stuff.
Yeah, you can take them out in the backyard if you have to.
Cook them inside, even.
Yeah,
you'd probably die.
Probably die.
But you get something cooked up real good.
Cooked up.
I'm really lightheaded, but this bacon grease can be used for some lighting.
Worth it.
Jimmy, you get the water. Honey, you go get the camp supplies. I'm going to get cigarettes now.
What? Shut up, Jimmy. Just do it. Jimmy's an asshole.
I stopped like I was offended. What did you just say?
What are you talking about? Jimmy's an upstanding citizen.
You know what I'm leaving. The other thing is pet food.
Yeah.
Which can duly be human food.
Yeah. Humans can eat it.
But
put a little milk in there.
Yeah.
Mm.
So
good.
It's important to have your pet food.
I'm for goat's milk in my kibble.
Where's your 50-pound bag of bird feed?
I like to spread it on my kibble. It's kind of like...
I like to cook it in my bread.
I like to cook it in my bread. Yeah, like...
Coloring books.
Oh, coloring books. Coloring books, you can go quick. Get them. Honey, get cigarettes and coloring books. Let's go.
Get the giant coloring books. Kids and adults like those.
Just head to the dollar store and need me a giant coloring book with activities, too. Not just coloring.
Like I get times, sick tables, of that. And division.
I get sick of that shit. I want a maze or something.
In the maze. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm gonna get this back together. I ain't coloring the whole time. I need a maze or two.
Get the crossword puzzles.
So, all right, sorry. Yeah, so
connect the dots, man. I just made a teepee.
Yeah, however many sticker books you can get. Nails, yeah. Nail gun, hammer, yeah. Hammer claw, hatchet claw,
compressors.
Making up tools. Vice grips.
Compressors are real tool, asshole.
No, I was just saying the stuff I was saying.
Eagle's nest grabbers.
A real plain bag.
Yeah.
But have all your stuff in it. You know, JanSport, mm-hmm. Eddie Bauer.
Yeah.
Nike bag. Mm-hmm. Something that is Reebok, much more common.
Adidas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any of those. Airwalk.
Puma.
Blew the bass off from somebody's
Puma.
Speakers. Oh, dang. I'm glad I
turned
up
them
that
subs.
Up. Puma. Oh, here it comes. Everybody listen to this. Puma.
So there's things that you just can't do. Maybe you're like super ugly.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's going to be, you're going to stand out. Maybe you're super attractive.
Yeah.
Like I have this issue and there's nothing I can do about it, but it is what it is.
People just come up to me and they're like, why are you so good looking?
You're so gorgeous. Would you like to be a model?
I saw you drive right through that red light, but man, I didn't care.
I didn't even care.
Might as well. Wanted to turn on my siren. I was like, nah.
Pretty good looking. Is this the cop?
I'm going to pull him over. No, he's beautiful.
He's go beautiful. On, buddy. I want to pull him over anyways. I got to tell him.
He's ugly.
Maybe you're a dude that
there
sounds
are those
like a chick.
People that sound.
You know? And like as soon as you talk, people are like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
And you can't do anything about it other than shut
deep,
up.
The super deep frog voice, you know?
Yeah. Or like a woman with a frog voice.
Yeah. That's hot.
Give me the Tampax. I don't know. What
I'm here
the,
for my
what
annual
woman
pap
smear.
What? No, you're not.
No.
Actually, no, we don't have any more.
We
spectrums.
Don't do pap smears here. If you want to blend in, if you're going into the bathroom and there's a guy at a urinal, go piss right next to him. Don't go to the four urinals over because that's what everybody does.
Yeah, yep. That's
idiots.
Don't just go right next to that person.
Want
to
blend into everybody? Ask stupid questions all the time because that's what everybody does. Everybody. I hate people so bad.
I do too. Especially when you. This is totally off subject, but when you go to like a training thing and you're like wanting it to wrap up, and somebody's
you're
like
at work,
they're like.
Well, 3 months ago, we talked about doing it this way. Let's revisit that.
I know.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh.
Did you say a missile hit? Well, what is a missile exactly? It's like, you know the answer to this. Why are you asking? They like want to confirm what they already know.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's like, you're wasting everybody's time. So go ahead and do that.
Yeah, do it.
People actually will be pissed at you and then be like, it's like everybody else.
You're just an idiot, just like every one of those people.
But some of those knives that I carry are like super shiny, you know, and they're hanging out of my pants. But, you know, be more discreet about it. You don't. Nobody wants to see your knife hanging out of your pants.
Put your knife back in your pants, you idiot. It's all shiny and shit. Like those dudes that carry all their EDC gear in their cargo pockets.
Yeah.
Like almost like a bug out bag full of gear in their cargo pockets.
Right.
Like they can't go through a door because they rub and they can't get through because there's so much. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Why?
I know.
How do people do that?
And they've got like 16 paracord bracelets.
Yeah, I know.
Like one of them's a full knife.
It's like wearing a paracord shirt. My EDC. Paracord
I got 3,000 feet of paracord on here.
I got 3,000 feet from the waist up, bitch.
And their belts just chain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could probably pull something out with this.
Yeah. That's not gray man. That's
no,
not gray
no.
Man,
you don't want to be gray man.
And fires are going to be a huge deal if you get lost.
Hey, if you want something fine, just start a forest fire.
Yeah, I was actually reading an article that's like, be careful with starting a fire because you know what's worse than being lost in the woods? Being lost in the woods, it's on fire. I thought that was actually pretty smart, you know.
I don't know. I can't go that way.
But, you
know, fire.
Then again, you might have the wildland crew coming out to stop the fire, so you might be okay there.
Hey, guys, I'm glad you came.
I'm glad you came. I only had to burn 19,000 acres.
It is about time you got over here.
It's about time.
Not
you
only
him.
Is that out of control, I'm thirsty. I'm really thirsty.
I'm not going to prison, am I? Otherwise, just leave me out here.
I was just trying to survive. I ain't trying to start a forest fire.
Yeah. could be used as a rescue line. Say your buddy falls down in a
bear cave. You can pull them out with it. You know,
hold on. Let me undo my paracord shirt.
I gotta dig up my paracord panties. Get you out of that hole. See, I think that's a good idea, man. We gotta start that business.
Imagine how comfortable those
paracord panties.
Man, internet,
American Power Company. What are we gonna call ourselves? Well, we're in America. Make power. We're a company. Shit, I'm American Power Company.
Go ahead and call it the American Power Company
2.0. Number one, what are we always talking about?
Well, my most important number one is water.
Water. So that's
it's
obviously
personal. This is an important part of my life.
This really hits home for me.
I'm a water lover.
Me and my dad have always drank water. It's been a big thing in my family.
My whole family loved water. Okay. All right. Get on with it. My dad, so me and my dad grew up drinking water together.
I remember us, we'd be together, and almost every time we were together, we were drinking water.
Sonny, you want tap water?
That looks like some clean water, Dad.
Can I have a sip of your water? Okay. All right, let's do this.
All right. Water.
Water.
Water. El agua. All right. So, I got to stop, man. It's so way back. Stupid.
It was.
All right.
It was
so,
pneumonia. I see people check in all the time. I got pneumonia. I had the pneumonias.
I'm pretty sure I got pneumonia.
I'm pretty sure. I went outside. I got cold sniffles. I got pneumonia. It drives me nuts. I'm like, okay. Well, what are your symptoms? Yeah, my nose is running and coughing. And I have the pneumonia. It's like,
this is the fifth time this week I had pneumonia.
Right. And consider digging a well, and that's the best setup.
Yeah.
You know, because the well's already there.
No doubt. You might as well.
Yeah, it might be a good idea to have a donkey in there. Maybe running a turbine.
What's this room for in the bunker? That's the donkey pen.
Don't go in there. He's running a turbine.
He's creating power.
You think these lights are free?
Idiot. No. They're not. Okay,
we should do bunker box.
I know.
Start sending pieces of cement. Yeah.
Just like
slowly
a little block
put it together.
A cinder block every month is what you get.
Whew.
A bunker box.
I've been subscribed to these for 50 years. I got the one wall on the back built.
We need to do it. Just buy a whole bunch of
just send
cinder
a bag
blocks.
Of cement.
Yeah.
Mix up your own.
One week you get a cinder block, next week you get some mortar.
Bunker box.
Next week you get
building
a piece of plywood.
Your bunker one day at a time.
One month at a time.
Oh, that's a good
we
idea.
We figure after 75 years you can have half your bunker built.
you can use all that cardboard for whatever you want. Sound insulation.
Bunker box. Subscribe today. Let's just make sure they got first aid gear in here.
First aid gear.
You guys got a first aid kit?
It's just full of condoms. You've got...
It's full of condoms and... Never mind. I'm not going there.
You know, apply medical ointments of such and salves.
I got a little bag bomb. Put it on my tampon.
Yeah, exactly.
Tampon bag bomb.
Just scoop it out like a fun dip.
Fun dip. That's what we like to call a medical fun dip. That's a tampon and a bag bomb.
Go get the medical fun dip.
Yeah.
So first off is I'd get lidocaine, marcaine, bupivacaine, just because...
Canacaine.
Yeah. My wife's always like, why do you carry this extra bag?
Is that what she sounds like?
Yeah.
Why you carry this extra bag? She sounds a little bit
She's
like...
She's a delight.
she sounds beautiful. I mean, she really does.
So it depends. Tactically, the ferret can be an asset. So, you know,
have
if
you seen
guys
the Beastmaster?
Have seen Beastmaster.
I always knew you were going to go
can
Beastmaster.
Can send it out, get keys, get you out of jail.
Yeah.
It can bite whoever is harassing you and your family.
Plus, they smell like ass. They smell so bad.
And they'll turn on anybody. So
they have no loyalty.
They
have no loyalty.
So if you want something more tactical, I'd go with the ferret.
Yeah.
If you want something, you know, more of a morale booster, help the family, the group.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of hamsters.
Yeah, hamsters.
Freaking hilarious to watch. Crawl through the pipes.
You can't go wrong with a freaking horde of hamsters. You just can't. You know what I mean?
Honey brought home a horde of hamsters.
You never know, you know. And all this is messed up, but hey, you probably got better chances of practicing on the belly of a hamster suturing than you do on a ferret.
Yeah, well, and they're going to taste better than a ferret. I guarantee
I really
it.
Think so, too.
I guarantee
more fat content.
Yep.
That butt. Ooh. That butt that sticks out.
Ferret rump, man.
Get it. I love ferret rump.
You get like 6 or 8 of those and you put them in the crock pot.
Shish kebab.
You know shish kebab, yeah.
Shish kebab, a couple of hamsters. There's no going back.
That
you're going to be glad you don't have your ferret.
That and a goat gravy sandwich and you were set to jet, man. The Russian favorite of buckwheat only lasts 1 year, they were informed. That buckwheat ain't... No, that's not going to... It's just a redneck Russian. That buckwheat ain't going to do good with your vodka and whatnot down that bunker.
Well, don't give them. Oh, you can't even do it. I can't mix the two.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Why don't you go
through it? What was that?
I don't know.
I don't even understand that. So, we'll bring the croissant to the soldiers.
Oh, thank you for. I can't even.
That was a Mexican.
I can't do this now. Yeah. I just saw a French lady at the clinic today.
Did you?
Yeah. I had to use Google Translate.
You're like, hey, French lady. Is that what you said?
What got going wrong?
Hey, French lady, what's wrong with your body?
What's wrong with your eye, baby? It was her eye.
Wee-wee,
my eye.
That's exactly what the French lady sounded like.
Anyway, trying to deter that person is probably the first thing you want to do. Try and scare
him. Is he deterred?
Hey, that deterred.
I just deterred that guy.
That group, they're all a bunch of deterred people just running away.
They're deterred, man.
They seem confused. The bunch of them's deterred. So how do you do that? Loud alarms, signs, paintings. <It's> paintings. And this is a nice painting. You should say. Yeah, but I meant like graffiti. Oh, this is a really nice painting.
This is a Van Gogh.
Put that
up.
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot that or break it.
Never mind, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Whoa, somebody could tear that up. I ain't gonna go.
I just saw Picasso. Getting the hell out.
Everybody, oh wait a minute. That's really nice.
That's funny.
Anyway.
Anyways.
So putting big signs up, beware of dogs, beware of children, children at play.
We got gonorrhea.
STDs galore.
Yeah.
Do not come here.
Venereal disease lives here.
Ground zero for venereal disease of the town. Okay. CDC.
It's like your ex-girlfriend's Gucci in here.
Lots of death and blood and people all over. Don't come here.
Yeah, shrubs and bushes around the window, so it's really hard to get like right up to the window. You know what I mean?
Did you say Willie?
Really? I said really, but I could have said Willie.
That's really hard to get up there.
My dad said really hard to get to my window because of that shrub.
Don't come over here. It's really hard.
That's what the sign's going to say. Really hard to get in his house.
Oh, that's really hard.
It's hard, but man.
I'm not going to attack that with really hard.
That house looks hard, but that house looks really hard.
Everybody, let's tack this one. That was really hard. And let's go. This one, BD.
This one's easy.
This one's easy, guys.
That one's really hard. Yeah, so that's
so stupid. I got a bunch of lint in my mouth. Gross.
Okay, moving on from that.
Dogs. Cam briefly mentioned it, but, you know, if you have a freaking big old German Shepherd or pit bull or something like that out in your front yard, it's going to be really hard to get in.
Really hard.
You can name dog Willie, too.
Well, you got a lump in dogs. It's really hard.
So 85% of the time, they're getting through a door, so... What that tells me
is where most people go. Let's go through here.
Yeah. There's a door here. Should we try going through that way?
That window's really hard.
That was really hard. Let's go through the back wall.
I'm kind of turned Bostonian. Bostonian.
It's wicked hard. Wicked really hard. You know? One article said, get geese. No joke.
He said they're loud and they're mean.
Buttholes at the park.
They really are. But can you imagine? Hey, how you like my new security geese? You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
It's like paint them.
What do you do in the winter when they fly south?
I color them black. They look mean.
Yeah.
It's black geese.
Tactical geese. You know?
Man, that's like, I'm going to start a website and start selling geese.
Tactical geese.
Tactical geese.
Yeah, trained for your security. Home security geese.
You don't have to train them at all. These are trained to honk at you.
Match tactical pair. One's a bigger asshole than the other one.
They'll chase you and bite you and honk at you.
Seriously, I was like, what?
They are noisy.
They are.
Things.
Yeah. A lot of times when those happen, the roads get blocked. The public transportation goes down because they can't.
Buses tipped over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can't, is this bus still going?
Why are the wheels on the top?
Is this K bus just going to get me down? You know? What the hell? Why are the wheels on the top?
Why did they drive up that way? Wait a minute.
How much did I drink last night?
The guy's still on the upside down.
Somebody's in there pulling the chain. Let me out, gosh damn it.
You know? I think this is my stop.
This has got to be my stop.
Like how many bags?
Few.
Yeah, we have a ton. And,
yeah.
And I'm always like, I want to build another bug out bag. No, I need to build
a get home
more
bag.
Home bag.
This, I'm going to get that get home bag.
But get one from my wife.
You suddenly became like a
I know,
southern
I don't know where came from.
Lady.
I don't give a
That's what you became all of a sudden.
I'm like, hey, I'm going to get home bag.
I was just sitting there thinking about bug out bags, and then I was like, shit, I just need to give me a get home bag.
I know, I'm weird. I got a cold. I don't know. My voice is all jacked up.
When I get a cold, I start talking like other people.
You know, make sure you customize it to the location and, you know, and where you're going to go. Maybe you got to cross streams. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe you're going to swim halfway there.
If I learned one thing from Ghostbusters, it's that you don't cross streams.
That's true. So,
well, I just keep a chicken in my get-home bag, all right?
You should have a cage in the back of your truck.
Those are my get-home chickens.
Just leash them up when you leave. Come on,
just like the lady on The Walking Dead. That never mind. Just keep
the
going.
What?
Remember the girl on The Walking Dead who cut the heads off the zombies and always went behind her. But I just got the chickens.
Got chickens walking in front of you. Watch out!
And then one tactical goose, two chickens. I'm ready.
You got a tactical goose covering your six, and two chickens up front. That's now, right. That is the ultimate get-home method.
Really is. I don't even worry about no bag. I just got my
tactical goose in the back, two chickens up front, and then you just got to pay attention to your 3 and 9 o'clock.
Exactly.
You don't want to go crazy and pack up, you know, a whole freaking bag of rice. Maybe you want to. It's
I got delicious. A 30-pound bag of sugar in my get-home bag. Actually, I just got like 19.
Crunching it like sand.
I got like 19 pixie sticks. I'm good to go.
Super boost.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I get real pumped up when I'm doing that. Don't put
don't do it.
Marshmallow Matey's bag in your get home bag.
I just use an old cereal bag for my get home bag. It has a Ziploc top on it.
Just paracord wrapped around your shoulders. Oh man, you probably put a lot in there.
There's
crumbs in the bottom when I get hungry.
It's mostly powder, but it's still good. I mix it in my water.
It's like blue and pink powder and like some corn and just all this ground.
I did tell people it's protein powder.
I just pour it in a bowl and eat it.
Pack of minerals. Fortified.
Then I don't even have to think about the food. I just put stuff on top and it smashes down
I
the bottom.
Pour a little out from a tactical goose and we keep on heading towards home.
You just slice the bottom in the back so your tactical goose has something to eat. I just let it fall on there.
Or if you have some trash, you can put it in a bag.
Yeah.
It's a garbage bag.
I mean, the earth isn't going away. You got to still live in it.
Yeah.
Don't just throw your trash all over.
Pack it in, pack it out, dipshit.
Maybe you can adopt a highway on the way home.
Exactly.
You start picking up.
Scrape out that Walgreens name and put your name on the adopt a highway sign.
Prepper.
Prepper.
Prepper's taking over.
Prepper Mike. Right? So if you're in California, you're not too worried about hurricanes, right? You're probably more worried about earthquakes.
Traffic.
Democrats.
You got a lot more threads to deal with over there.
Yeah, you don't want to be living in California. You know, earthquakes, wildfires, those types of things. Movie stars coming out of nowhere. Oh, crap. Oh, shit, that's Brad Pitt.
Oh, I got my
hat. I wasn't ready for this.
I'm not ready for a signature. Hold on. Where's an autograph?
So, yeah, today we're going to talk about Prepper-Con.
That's my line.
That's exactly your line, isn't it?
Well, and then there's like, then you go around the corner and there'd be like this. Mama Leah's food storage, and it's like they've printed off their labels from print shop and like super glued them on the things. And you I know.
It's just a bucket of pickles from McDonald's.
I know. I was like, what on earth?
Sam's Club.
Yeah. It's like, there's a bunch of salt packets from Arby's, you know? Arby's salt packets. Number 10 can.
Just napkins from Little Caesars. So it's basically like a long shoelace.
100-pound test.
Crafting, tethers, handle wraps, trap lines, camping, fishing lines, DIY projects, zipper poles.
Six.
Macrame. Lanyards.
Lanyard. I need bodies. I need to make me some lanyards.
I'm looking for something real nice to dispense some lanyards.
Well, I've been looking at my SHTF plan, and I don't have a plan to make me some lanyards in the apocalypse.
Oh, we got a nice dispenser right here.
Let's try this one.
Wind chimes. Got to put that on there.
Oh, survival wind chimes.
Oh, I'm looking for something like maybe I can use it for survival and make some wind chimes.
Yeah. Dual purpose.
That is pretty cool, though, because zippers, once they're broke, you're like, screw it.
Throwing that crap
safety
away.
Safety pin it shut.
Let's put a little duct
Speaking
tape on
of them. Safety pins, battle box.
What the hell, bro?
Why don't you just fill it full of safety pins?
It's like 9,000 safety Woo-hoo! Pins.
They're like different colored battle box symbol on them.
Oh, yeah. We call this one a safety pin box. Mission 40, safety pin.
You got tactical safety pins. You got little safety pins. You got
female safety pins, male safety pins, kids safety pins, animal safety pins.
Oh, that was
safety
so
pins
awesome.
For your pets.
Got it all here.
Medical.
Sterile safety pins.
Sterile. Next thing, Gear Aid Free Soul Aqua Seal Shoe Repair. And you know, if you ever had a shoe break. Hey, have you ever had a shoe break?
What is this? It's like late night infomercial. Like,
broken shoes.
Have you ever broken
shoes.
Your shoe ever?
You ever been walking and your shoe sucked?
Shoe and boot repair.
Shoe.
What
shoes.
Is it repair? It's ideal for hiking boots and work boots, rubber boots, neoprene, athletic, and cycle shoes.
Don't use it on your church shoes.
Not for business cashews.
Next thing is the Fiber Fix, a $5.99 value.
Fiber Fix, where's that?
Fiber.
What is it?
Oh, we are jacking off too much on this podcast.
Wait a minute. Wrong choice of words.
Fiber Fix, did you find it?
I don't know. I'm just showing them stuff. If you want to jump to the end, I'm going to have it all right here.
Where is that Fiber Fix? Oh!
I'm just going to line it all up for you, because you probably stopped listening a long time ago.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just putting it out. I haven't looked at it for a minute. Rip spool. Let me just get to it.
I'm even over here, man.
I can't find it when Kobe reads it, so I'm just going to tell you right now.
Did
rip
you find
spool.
Fiber Fix?
I don't see Fiber Fix.
Okay, that's the knife of the month, right?
A few of those evacuated had go bags prepared.
Goat bags. Goat bags. I got my goats here. Let's get out of here. This is my get home goat.
Let me get that bag on that goat. Let's get going. And they have had a hard time
and tactical
at shelters.
Geese.
Yeah, and tactical geese and my goat. Let's go, guys.
Let's go, guys.
Pun intended.
We got to get an acronym for goat. GOAT. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get out ass. Never.
GOAT bags.
Yeah. Okay.
So I was looking at this forum about. About like improvised ways to make a mask.
Oh yes.
Did you see that? This dude. So this was like a forum, and the guy said, you know, what kind of like materials can be used? What kind of materials can be used? That's funny. You saw. Can be used to like make a makeshift like filter for you know ash and whatever. And he said, first comment, I don't know. But I think a tightly woven fabric would be best. Maybe women's panties in a pinch.
With his panties.
Oh, I don't know, gosh. Something real tight woven. Maybe.
I'm trying to think of something that's as tight woven as I can, and the only thing that's coming to mind is women's panties.
I don't know, one of the things I'd like to breathe through.
I'm thinking about doing a YouTube video. Improvised volcano face.
Oh, man,
face.
I about died when I read that. I don't know, something real tight, real nice fabric, maybe a woman's panties in a pinch.
I don't know, bro, but you might be in the wrong form.
Hey, creeper, get out of there.
So
anyway.
A volcano, here's the technical explanation. It's a volcano is a rupture in the crust of a planetary mass object such as Earth, right, that allows hot lava, volcanic ash, and gases to escape from a magma chamber below the surface. It's also a fine
Sounds
place.
Like my belly.
It's also a fine place for virgin sacrificing.
That is important.
That is very important.
It must have been a cop. He's like sitting in his car, just radaring it. Hang, man.
62.14.
Hey, Tom, look at this. 62.14.
Shit, I ain't never seen lava go that fast.
Should I give him a ticket? No. Get out of here.
Get out of here, volcano. That's just a warning.
You got a license to go 62.14 miles there to lava?
Probably the same asshole that got the thing going 500 miles an hour in the sky. You know what I mean?
I don't know. My estimations are pretty accurate.
Oh, 1,600 miles an hour. That's what it was. Huh? Basically, it goes from... I don't know what these dudes were doing, though. It goes from 0 to 8.
I don't know.
It's like, well, should we go to 10? No, let's screw with people. Yeah, we go to 8.
That's too scary. Don't go to 10.
We don't want to alarm people. Let's just go to 8.
Like a pain level of 1 to 10, you don't go that high.
No.
Let's just go to 8. Dang, what's the VEI on that bad boy? Mm-hmm.
That volcano's got
Honey, do you have any idea what the VEI is on that?
Hand me your panties. That's got to be an 8. You know?
That's spewing up some dust right now. Give me your panties.
Baby, I'm about to cause a volcano. Never, I'm going too far. So the biggest...
Kids, everybody get a hold of your grandma.
Get a hold of your grandma.
Your mama's panties. I don't know where I got grandma.
I'm going to get grandma's panties. They're bigger.
I put all four kids in there.
All four kids. It's like a group mask.
Just tied in the back.
Yeah, tied in the back. I'm running around the yard. Grandma's pants.
Everybody hold hands. Tie this mask around your face.
Next one was Krakatoa. I crack my toa on the couch sometimes when I walk through the at night.
Wow.
Krakatoa.
Krakatoa.
That's what I'm saying next time I hit my toe on something. Krakatoa. That's a VIA right there.
Patient here today for Krakatoa. On that is buy a bunch of those filters anyway.
Yeah, just have some extras.
So you have a lunch. You have a lunch first.
Let's go to lunch real quick. Then you can switch off a filter.
Then go get your filters.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
That's a good movie. I'm telling you, I'm gonna watch
it. We should watch it.
You remember when they jump off in the water and that grandma's like, ah! Your legs are like burning off in the acidic water.
I kind of remember that.
She saved your kids.
Does she?
Her grandkids.
Good job, Granny.
So,
she's throwing her panties to him real quick, too.
Grandma, before you die, get your panties off. These kids can't breathe.
Throw me those freaking panties.
So, that brings me to another important point.
Yeah.
Go downtown and get as many silk panties as you can find.
Hit down to Sears, clean them out.
Once your N95s are caked full, you got nice silk panties put on your
Isn't
face.
That where grandmas buy panties? Is it Sears? I don't know where they get them. JCPenney?
I don't know.
JCPenney's?
They Mervin's, I think.
Mervin's, that's where it's at.
Mervin's and Dillard's.
Dillard's. Gotta go get my panties at Dillard's.
I gotta get down to Mervin's. They got a sale on panties and air filtrations.
They got 3 for 1 on panties.
You want to clean off your roof.
Yeah.
I think like 6 to 10 feet of ash needs to come off.
6 to 10 feet?
6. Yeah.
I would be doing
maybe
that,
inches.
But yeah, inches. 6 to 10 feet. Good Lord.
I don't know my measurements.
My measurements could be off. It could be inches.
Looks like this laceration's about 10 foot.
6 to 10 miles, I think. Wait, no, that was inches.
This mole needs to come off. It's anywhere from 10 to 16 feet, I think.
This mole needs to come off.
I don't think
moles are
accurate.
Bad. Nipples are good.
I don't think your calculations are accurate.
Avoid public transportation at all costs. All right.
Yeah, you caught Colby mid stroke.
You see how half my face is drooping?
Oh, right, no. We're going to get you to the ER after this podcast.
We're going to get this banged out first, though. That's how committed I am. We're going to finish this up.
I love that you did that, because that's me every
that
episode.
That is usually you. I'll take it. I'll take the heat for that one. We'll talk about that a little bit later, too. But right now, actually, let's talk about it. If you're sick, don't go out.
Just 1 second later. Let's do it. Let's do it. So, like, people, this drives me nuts at work. I see people, you know, I give them an antibiotic, and then I like, get off, you know. Like, I get off the shift. I don't get off on antibiotics. let me clarify.
Caught me mid-drink, man. Then I get off. Ooh, she did got some antibiotics.
I got you some antibiotics. I gotta get
that Cipro.
I gotta go to bed.
Cipro, baby.
And then I get off from work.
Oh, work, yeah. Right? So, you know, kind of beware of those snake oil salesmen out there that are trying to say, hey, you're going to be fine. Right. All you got to do is rub peppermint oil on your butthole and you're good to go. You know what I mean? He's like, no.
Okay.
Okay, I don't want that disease. I'll do it. So, yeah, those are a few things to look out for during a pandemic.
Of all places.
Yeah. In North America, you don't have to worry about viruses. It's mutts. Mutts is the bacteria. All right.
It's got mutts of viruses in it.
So many viruses. You see how mutts there is, isn't there?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this has got, like, mutts of viruses.
I'm not going to drink this. It's got too much virus in it.
How much virus is your water?
Absolutely suggest, and I think Cam does too, go with the Sawyer Mini.
Yeah.
$20. Save your damn life.
Enough said.
So
that should
a lot...
be their thing on there. $20. Save damn life.
Enough said. This is a Pro LE. Cam will show you this one. It's more a pumpy type. Pump a tump. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a pumpy type.
Look how pumpy it is. It's all pumpy.
Well, that's one. That's quite the pumpy.
I mean, I like that Sawyer Mini, but look how pumpy that one is.
Dang.
Dang.
It's one of the nicest pumpies I've ever seen.
Really look at it
too
much.
It looks like one of those freaking soap things my wife always brings home. Soap dispenser. I'm like,
has it got grapefruit soap in there?
Is this vanilla bean extract from Guatemala?
Cherry blossom Christmas style. Yeah, soap or whatever, you know.
Vanilla sunrise dirt.
Vanilla.
Oh, that smells good.
That's Sawyer Mini flavor.
Those things, man. Some of the names they put on there.
I know.
Rainforest drop petal leaf.
Just douched.
Oh.
Oh, just douched.